Hey guys, we just wanted to make a little announcement about our Friday episodes that we love doing for you guys.
Mm-hmm. I think we might have mentioned this before too.
We mentioned it before, but things have heated up on our pilot and pilot presentation that we are currently working on for Sony and YouTube. Mm-hmm. The Dumb People Town narrative animated show that we're doing
for
those guys. It's
worked to bring you another amazing aspect of what this show has created.
We are really excited. The other thing is that we're really excited about it, but it is a lot of work and it is taking a lot of our
time. It's a TV show.
It's a TV show. So it over the course of the next period of time, we don't know how long this is going to be, but in order for us to dedicate the amount of time we need to that, we are going to be doing our Friday episodes bi-weekly. It just helps us out. Thank you guys for understanding. We're going to go bi-weekly on those Friday episodes. Doesn't mean we're not going to do the full ones that drop every Tuesday, but every other Friday, starting in February. So there'll be one on the 1st, but not one on the 8th, and so it'll be the next one.
And I think it's just something that's like, we'll just be upfront with you guys. We love that you've been with this journey with us forever. It's time taken away to add another great thing that's part of Dumb People Town. So even though there will be some less minis, it's working towards more content that'll be another entire thing that you love.
So thanks so much for understanding, guys, and let's keep it dumb.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up.
Dumb,
listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population U.
Population Pound.
DJ Doug Pound in the house.
What's up, buddy?
Hello, guys. Welcome to the show.
Well, I love that you're doing
welcome
the welcome.
Us
why not?
Our Doug, show. DJ Doug Pound.
I like to welcome people.
Thank you. You are. You we'll have a very it. Welcoming presence. I've always been
that
such
would
a
be
fan.
A fun thing to do next time you get invited to a party. Say, just welcome,
welcome
when you arrive.
When you arrive show at the party,
and that'll just, yeah.
Welcome, everybody. That's a great thing to do, walk into the house. Welcome.
Yeah, like they came to you somehow.
Right.
And they'll be so confused. They'll be like, what?
Yeah. We don't.
Hey, great to see
they'll
you.
They'll be delighted, I think.
I guarantee you one person will say thank you and then not know why they said it.
Yeah. Be like, was I?
It's just a lovely thing to do, and it catches dumb people off guard, which is kind of what we're trying to do with this podcast.
I'm trying to get in the mindset.
Catch dumb people off guard, or at least fight back from the dumb. It's been a while.
Do you know, I was watching, we were talking a lot of sports because DJ Doug Pound is an avid sports fan.
What's your poison?
No, he doesn't care about
sports.
NPR is his poison?
Sports sunglasses?
I watch skateboarding competitions.
Did you watch the X Games?
On YouTube. Do you know
YouTube.
About the Street League? Sometimes I watch Street League, but that's corny too.
No.
It's not corny.
I watch X Games, okay?
I only watch and one tournaments.
And one mixed and basketball.
Only for the audience.
I watch skate.
Oh, baby.
I watch games of skate at the barracks. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
No.
But
games of skate.
Oh, I'm going to start watching it.
Barracks is like a secret high skate society skate camp in LA, and they have games of skate where, like, it's kind of like you do a trick, the other guy has to do it.
Ooh. It's like a breakdance battle.
It's a battle. It's a skate battle.
Jay, you watch breakdance battles with your son.
They're the best. There's an old school. If you pop into YouTube and do old school breakdancing, there is a 13-minute long, like new guys.
Like incredible dancers.
The B-boys of today are insane. I used to break dance when I was 10.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, these guys are like ex gymnasts and people who can do like the greatest moves ever, and they can slide across the floor on their head and then spin around and then bounce from their back up.
And
it's
they
the
do
coolest.
It. They dance. They dance at each other.
Somebody else. So like whatever. They'll like.
It's like Step Up to the Streets. But we love it so much. Like we go nuts. Like we'll be laying in his bed, like just trying to. I'm trying to get him to sleep. But
your
like,
sons.
My bed. Son's bed, yeah, okay, not good. The breakdancer.
Okay.
So I'm
either way,
laying in the bed, and then I'm supposed to be putting him to sleep, but we'll see a move, and we'll both be like, "Oh no!"
You can't sleep after that.
What?
Do they do that at the skate thing? Or like someone cracks like a crazy move and you're like, and do people just like jump down off the shit?
You know what? This kind of competition, that one, this game of skate is more of a golf, like.
Oh, like a polite.
It's like, he landed it. Nice. Polite clap. Yeah, yeah. It's more of like, skateboarding is a lot of mostly falling. Yeah. So if you can just simply land the trick,
Jenny Garofalo once famously said on the Stella stage, "I've never seen a kid land a skateboard trick ever,
ever
in history." all right. Well, the world's getting dumber, as we mentioned before. As we mentioned,
my whole point, what I was getting to is that I was watching highlights of the Warriors game, the Golden State Warriors, and they were describing Steph Curry the other night when he was hitting shots from like half court.
He was stupid.
They said he was getting dumb, which is what they call it in Oakland, which is a rap song in Oakland, getting dumb. And
get
that's
dumb.
What I want to do right now. Wait, with DJ Doug Brown.
You mean getting dumb means you're getting like crazy. Better at
like
that you're out of your mind.
Going
dumb.
Like going super saiyan.
Going dumb.
I like that.
It's like your head is just, he's like stupid. He's just out of his mind. It's like an out of the mind thing.
Yeah. Going dumb.
Let's going dumb.
It's like sick.
Yeah. You don't want to be sick.
Yeah.
Like he's
But you want to be sick.
Yeah. Right. He's so good, he's infirmed.
That's stupid fresh. Kind of like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, stupid fresh.
Bringing it to the breakdancing world.
Oh,
you know?
Thanks.
Going Dumb is a song.
Going Dumb. Yeah. All right, so let's get into a story, Dan.
Okay,
I know. Hi, Dan.
Hi, buddy.
I know you're not feeling well, but I'm so happy you're here.
Yeah, if anybody notices in my voice, it's just.
Fight it, Dan.
Dan is fighting a chess gold.
Fight the powers.
This was sent in by Bill Wambeke. Wambeke.
I love this guy.
W-A-M-B-E-K-E.
Wambeke.
Wombeek.
Wombeki. That's like a Polish name.
I know. Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too.
Hey, Wombeki.
His Twitter handle is @unfilterdad.
I love this guy. He tweets at us a bunch. Fantastic. He's a great
No filter
dude.
On this dad.
No filter.
I'm going to read you the headline. Accident at Wisconsin home. Minnesota woman charged.
What? We got to cross state lines on this damn?
And that the Wisconsin people were like, put it in. Put it in the headline that bitch was not from
She's
the
not
state.
She's not from here.
Yeah. Oh, not woman charged.
She was Minnesota. Is that the end of the story?
Beginning and end.
Accident at Wisconsin home.
Minnesota woman charged. Close
Which means
that book.
You could have had another woman to blame, but maybe she was from Wisconsin, so we're just charging the Minnesota woman. Like,
no, I think these lawyers from Wisconsin are really good.
Uh-huh.
And they've pinned the blame across state lines.
Yeah. There's a guy with a cigarette in his mouth yelling, "Hey, tell him she's a Vikings fan."
Right. According to a criminal complaint, officers responded at 2:47 a.m. That's peak.
That is
peak.
You're in the heart of dumb.
You're in literally nothing.
Those are the dumb
good,
hours.
Nothing good can happen at that time.
On December 16th, to a home in the 300 block of Country Road W for a report.
Could you get any more?
I mean, Country Road W.
Okay, call it W.
That's actually a game we play on the way to the cabin up in Wisconsin because all the country roads are just letters.
Yeah.
So when you're on the interstate, it'll say like Country Road B, like you're just going past it, you know?
Right.
And we play this game where once you cross Country Road B, everybody has to name like a musician or band that
with
starts
a B
with
in it.
B.
That's great.
Until you get to Country Road C.
Until you get to the next country road,
and
whoever has the least amount gets a point. And then by the time you get to the cabin, whoever has the most points has to buy the alcohol.
That's a great game with real stakes.
Oh, yeah.
That's real stakes.
Yeah, and then the rule is once everyone's got, so you can only name three, but once everyone but one person has gotten to three, then you can start naming multiples. So you're screwing the person who hasn't gotten to three yet because they haven't thought of a third while everybody else keeps saying.
It's band
Fun
names?
Little game.
Just band.
Band or musician. Yeah.
Okay, so Weezer, Whitesnake.
Keep going. Winger.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Winger.
Yeah.
Winger.
Yeah.
Winger.
Winger. You know, Winger's
that's
a band.
The first time I've heard of that.
Oh, really?
Band.
Winger's
I mean,
a band.
No, in like decades.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's off
Winger.
Top. Winger. Yeah. That's on the top of your
top.
W's.
Well, you took
Wiz,
the other ones.
Wiz Khalifa.
White Stripes.
There you go.
White Snake.
White Stripes. Yeah.
Anyway, so this happened at Country
Willie Nelson. White Rabbit.
Officers respond at 2:47 a.m., December 16th. To the home of on the 300 block of Country Road W
Wang
for
Chung.
A report of a vehicle striking it.
What?
The striking
home?
What?
The striking
home.
The home.
The
Minnesota
home.
With
what
Minnesota
woman.
Plates on it.
A woman living at the house said she and her husband were awakened by a loud sound and heard her daughter yelling. She checked on the child, who was fine. She found no one in distress upstairs and went downstairs. You know what I love? The woman is like, you stay in bed. I'm going to go handle this shit.
Honey, like, I guarantee the woman didn't say, a car struck my house.
Yeah. Right. Like, well, she's about to.
She's about to go downstairs.
In my house.
Yes. Yes. I just like these people aren't conforming to gender norms.
No, like, she's like, I got it, honey.
I got it.
I'll do this one. You do. I'll do this car going through the house. You do the
you make breakfast.
Yeah,
breakfast
he got the last terrible. One.
She checked on the child, who was fine. She found no one in distress upstairs and went downstairs and found a vehicle in her house. I'm going to show you guys this picture.
Now, what kind of vehicle?
Yes, so,
it's on them in Minnesota plates.
It is on the porch and through the house.
Oh,
wow. That's actually a nice house.
That is a really nice house.
It's a Country Road W,
beautiful
guys.
Country Road W house with that big
screwing around on Country Road
wrap around
W.
Wraparound porch out there.
That's unbelievable. Get in here. What is, can you see it, Jay? What is up?
Look at this.
God. Let me see it.
It is in, for the listener at home, it'll be on the Facebook page. It is made, it's onto the porch and into the house.
By the way, can I give credit that it got through the front door?
Yeah.
I mean, it actually did enter through the
one.
It did enter through the
front. Gotta give him credit.
Right. I think it made one.
See, that's why you gotta
I think what you're seeing, you've assumed, is the front door, which is now their new side door.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta get one of those Ring doorbells.
I know.
So it buzzed.
Is there a car coming in my house?
Here, you guys stay on mic. I'm gonna show you the reverse angle.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Dan, that did not drive straight through. That Starsky and Hutched it on the side. Like that Duke
that
kind
of jumped.
It did like
up.
A barrel roll.
Yeah. It did like a
barrel roll.
And two wheels on the side through the house.
Like somebody was trying to carry it through that door and was like, pivot.
Or you're
rotate
like,
rotate and pivot.
Right. Or like a car can't go through the front way. The only way a car can go through the front door is if it's on its side.
On its side.
Funny thing is, it looks like it's like, I don't know, 3 feet into the room, but the entire room looks exploded.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because everything on that wall just got thrown.
I was hoping the car would be just like perfectly in the middle. Like
just resting.
Parked, like a dealer. Like a dealer.
I don't know, like that scene in the Blues Brothers where it's just, in the mall.
Right through the mall.
Fully.
Chulasco. Yeah.
The husband, of course, slept through the whole thing.
The woman could hear voices coming from outside, so she went to check. This is when it gets dumb.
This is how you know it's.
I mean,
and they said your Uber is here.
Did you order?
Guys, 2 days ago, I landed at the airport, and my Uber driver. I'm very good with Ubers in terms of I don't get in the wrong one. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Well, isn't it amazing
at
how much
airport,
does that actually happen?
Okay, at the airport that is tough.
Aren't you checking that license plate number?
Thank you, DJ.
See, right?
Like, I am with you 100%. Some people seem to have no ability to look at the make, model, and license plate.
Just do the first three letters and numbers. That's all you need.
I do the last three.
Oh, either or.
Yeah, but either or.
I'm doing all seven digits. I'm looking at the color.
So my guy, I see him drive past me.
I'm calling the guy six times.
I'm walking up to the Uber pickup area. My guy is, I see him drive past me, okay? Mm-hmm. Kano. I see Kano drive past in his Toyota Camry.
Kano.
338 on the end of that Toyota Camry license plate.
Is that Kano?
And as I walk up, now he's ahead of me, I walk up.
Kano Caitlin.
There's an Asian family of five putting all their stuff into the back of Kano's car.
They are your new roommates, Dan.
Right. You're like, oh, no.
I don't have any
roommates.
You're
living with them now,
I'm
Dan.
I'm trying to keep it no roommate.
Now they're in your front door.
I walk up, and
a Minnesota woman was charged with that, too.
Minnesota woman was charged with putting those Asian people in your Uber.
I walk up, and I said Kano's name as though he was cheating on me.
Kano, no!
Wait, did you have the guy from Cheaters? Did he come up with you?
I walk up and I go, Kano!
What are we doing?
What?
Kano, what are we? What are we?
What are we anymore?
I messaged you. I said, thanks for the pickup. You said, see you soon. Like this
I keep
is
thinking of when you say Kano.
He sounds like a dog. Retriever.
So I told you. Okay, so you know the story of like when I first moved into my house. Did I tell this on this thing?
I don't know.
I first moved into my house. And I was trying to meet all the neighbors. This is 2003. And this woman had this older Japanese woman had this gorgeous golden retriever. I mean, gorgeous. And I just started playing with it. She was walking on the street. I'm like, oh, this is one of my neighbors. I'm playing with the dog. I'm kind of talking, but I can't pay attention because I love this dog so much. And I heard the name Keiko. And I'm like playing with the dog and whatnot. And then all of a sudden, I'm standing up trying to talk to the person, and the dog goes right for my crotch, like right for my crotch. So I'm like,
you played a little too hard.
Was like, Keiko, no. Keiko, get your nose out of my crotch. And then I found out that the woman's name was Keiko.
And the husband overheard, and yeah. he came out with his car, and a Minnesota woman was charged.
Turns out the Asian family, the father's name was Daniel. And so when they pulled up, he said, "Differ Daniel?" And they go, "Yeah." They weren't looking at their, they were, the Infiniti parked next to them was waiting for them, just sitting there.
Yeah.
So I had to get them all out of my car. That Kano and I did not speak to each other
the entire ride. No. He was mad at you.
It's not his bad. Right,
wait, so why would he be mad at you?
Well, I was mad at him.
You called him on it, though, Dan.
The woman could hear voices coming from outside, so she went to check. She could hear two people, a man and a woman, inside the car discussing who was driving. The man appeared to be asking the woman if she wanted to say he was the driver. So they are in a house,
so she's sideways
at 2:47 a.m., and they're like, who do we want to say is driving?
Just say I did it.
Which one drank less?
Right.
Just say I did it.
Where are you right now?
How many McGillicuddy? You had two Dr. McGillicuddies?
McGillicuddy.
No, they're up there drinking old style and point beer.
Give me a bottle of Cuddy.
Blatz.
Authorities arrived.
Give me the pee. Give me the Mountain Dew bottle. I got to pee.
I had a new Glarus. Authorities arrived and found Kelly M. Fink Tachita.
No, that is not her name.
F-I-N-K-E hyphen T-C-H-I-D-A.
She is
T-C-H-I.
Ada.
It's Fink Cheetah.
Fink Cheetah.
T-C-H-I-D-A. R-E-S-E-S.
Kelly M. Fink. K-M-F-T.
Can we just say Tachita? Because that's a pretty epic last name.
K-M-F-T.
Tachita?
K-M-F-T could be the new MGMT. I'm just saying.
She kind of drove like a Tachita.
Yeah. Fast.
Wait, erase that, please.
It's fast. Fast. She took it right into the...
Authorities arrived and found Kelly M. Fink Tachita and the man, Josh Petty, trapped, which Petty. Is the right... I mean, if you're going to be driving fast...
Josh Petty?
Yeah.
Josh Petty.
Petty. Like Hamburger Petty.
Petty. Petty.
Trapped inside. So they're trapped in the car, but they're still trying to decide if they want to switch
seats.
Just say
I drove to the cops as they're looking at them and he's in the passenger seat.
Fink Tachita was wedged against the driver's door while Petty, P-E-T-T-E-E, Petty, was above
These
her.
These names are interesting.
I know.
Was above her. And they were, so, okay, so they're Petey. Both.
That's probably Petey.
By the way, the car's on its side and they're Petey. Both on the side, so there is no way.
I was
way.
Driving. Sir, you're in the passenger seat.
We're
stuck
in a
in
stack.
We got switched into the wreck.
It's auto drive.
Deputies reported smelling alcohol coming from the car. The
no.
Shocker.
No.
The occupants were freed and questioned before being transported
released.
By the ambulance. Yeah.
A catch and release.
Set on their way.
It was at this point that Petty told officers he was driving. Remember, he was... stuck in the passenger seat.
That's right.
I was driving. We were coming from a bar uptown somewhere. The complaint states he told the officer.
Uptown. Where is uptown from Country Road W?
Country Road W. You know, is there a town near that?
I don't know. We were coming
near the jazz downtown district. Kenosha.
But you know, he did that like drunk point, like six different points. We were coming from a
downtown
up there. Like he's making the wrap it up symbol, but he doesn't know that.
He just pointed to eight different towns.
Then he says, quote, to the police officer, "We just missed the curve, man."
That's the curve?
The curve.
The curve?
We just
curb?
Missed the curve, which is probably sums up his high school grades.
By the way, that is my favorite Clint Eastwood movie, We Just Missed the Curve.
We just missed the curve. That's the one where he's racist?
That's the racist one where his daughter is also a baseball scout.
He kills
scout.
Million Dollar Baby with a pitch or
a
something?
A baseball scout, okay. Yeah.
This has to be a Fargo episode.
Oh, yeah, I hope so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Asked what happened. At that point, the cops are like, just keep seeing
Please
what they'll say.
Keep talking.
Yeah.
Please. I don't know. We just missed the curve. We went up from a bar.
So remember, Petty
somewhere.
Is telling them, we just missed the curve. I was driving, right?
We were eating at this Ethiopian restaurant.
When the police officers asked Fink Tachita what happened, she told police, quote, I crashed.
Wait, Fink Tachita is the man or the woman?
The woman.
She's not sticking
Fink
to the story.
Fink Tachita is...
Right, and the...
Just Kelly M.
A male face comes to my brain when I hear Fink Tachita.
Fink Tachita.
Petey said I was driving, and then...
Then they walk over to Fink Tachita, and she goes,
I crashed.
She's great.
He was driving, but she crashed it.
Right, exactly.
By the way, if someone told you Fink to Cheetah was UFC 147 or like 247, you'd be like, I'm watching that.
Watching Fink to
Are you watching Fink to Cheetah on
it's
Saturday
gonna
night?
Be epic, dude. They're both.
Yeah,
banned.
I got $100 on to Cheetah.
Do you really?
Good.
I don't know, man. Well, his grappling skills are not great.
But he's all jujitsu.
But he's got a better reach than to Fink.
Fink. Yeah, Fink has no reach.
Asked what happened, Fink to Cheetah told officers, quote, I crashed before saying she didn't remember who was driving. She's got two stories going.
I crashed.
Two from each person.
I don't remember who was driving.
She said, I can't think straight.
Yeah.
That's God, brother.
She was described as slurring her words and having bloodshot, glassy eyes.
Of course.
EMS crew members later told officers that Fink to Cheetah had a red mark on her left shoulder, suggesting she was wearing a driver's side seatbelt.
That's right.
Left
can't
shoulder.
Deny it.
If I'm her, I'm like, I was in the back. Behind the driver.
He hit the back, and I crashed it, though. I was a backseat driver.
Yeah. In a second interview at the hospital, they just want to see.
Please
keep
talking.
Let's go down this rabbit hole.
Please keep talking.
She told officers that while she didn't remember driving, she knew, quote, 100% that Josh was not driving. So, do you remember driving?
No, I do not.
Was Josh driving? I 100% no, he wasn't.
So then who was driving?
Jesus.
He's my co-pilot, actually.
Lay her down. Lay her down.
Fink, or my name is Delissa Medina. Fake Pachita.
Deputies concluded the car was southbound on Country Road J at a high rate of speed when it missed a curve, struck a ditch.
So he was telling
J or W?
No, they were on J, then missed the curve, struck a ditch.
And stayed on, they missed the curve, which put them on to W. they were going at a high rate of speed when they missed the curve, struck a ditch, and went airborne, ultimately crashing into the house. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dig into the word airborne.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
All right, we are back, friends.
With DJ Doug Pound, can we just give a little shout-out? Because he's got
the Poundcast.
The Poundcast, which is here on Starburns.
Yes, it is.
Check that out. Let these guys know a little bit about what that is.
Oh, we do me and Brent Weinbach.
Hilarious.
Interview interesting people. We've had Vic Berger on recently.
Nice.
Do you know who Vic Berger is?
Mm-hmm. Tell everybody.
Vic Berger is he's mainly known for his video editing remixes of, like, Trump speeches and things like that, and Jim Baker. Do you know Jim Baker?
Yeah,
just me and Brent. You know,
just a very creative and smart person.
It's just a podcast on Starburns.
Nice,
so good and fun. Check that out, everybody.
Yeah. Two great minds.
Any plugs?
For us, we're going to be in Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. 7th through the 9th. At
February 7th and 9th. And we haven't been in Portland in a long time. So,
and we just added a date in Tulsa. We're going to be at the IDK Ballroom. IDL. Sorry.
I don't know Ballroom.
The IDK. The IDL Ballroom.
You clearly don't know, Randy. It's the IDL Ballroom.
IDK.
It's a really cool venue in Tulsa. We haven't been to Tulsa since 2016.
February 22nd. That's a Friday night. We're doing that Tulsa show. And then we're doing a show in Denver at the Wolf Theater the next night.
Nice.
And that's it. But just go to all of our dates all the way through July are up on supersklars.com.
That's phenomenal.
Daniel?
Rory Scovel and I are doing our first ever live pen pals after we are junior grand marshals at a Mardi Gras parade.
Yeah,
this is the first weekend in March. You can hang out with us at the parade and then come to the show on March 3rd at the Secret Group in Houston. And then on the 4th, we are doing a live Dumb People Town at
Largo, Los Angeles. Karen Kilgariff of My Favorite Murder is our guest, and then we might add more.
Yes, Karen Kilgariff of My Favorite People.
That's right.
Can I plug a show?
Yes,
brother.
If you're in Chicago, come to see me at the Hideout on 311, March 11th.
311. Nice. You better come original.
Come original. Yeah. You got to come original.
Come on down. Right?
As I was saying before we left, they were going at a high rate of speed when they missed the curve, struck a ditch, and went airborne, ultimately crashing into the house.
Airborne.
Quote, this is from the complaint.
Ditches get stitches.
It should be noted that the vehicle did not touch the ground at any point during the jump into the home.
It should know.
I would like to ask you guys right now.
How far?
Approximately how far
was it in the air?
Do they think this car jumped from the ditch into the front porch and interior of
you
this house?
You are our guest.
From ditches to sandwiches.
You can go first.
$1.
You can go first or in between us, which is the
I'm going to go first because I think I got this.
Okay.
I'm going to say it went... 20 21.5 feet.
Okay.
21.
That's a great approximation. 21.5 feet. Jay, what
Randy
do you think?
Randy or Jay?
34 feet.
34 feet from Jason's claw.
10 yards.
I think it went 40 feet.
40 feet.
40 feet.
Okay. We're going to play a quick round of Guess the AG after this.
Great.
But I will tell you right now that approximately they believe from the ditch to the door that they made in this house.
From ditch to door.
From ditch to door. Ditch. This car
That's
flew.
My favorite restaurant.
From ditch to door.
From ditch to door. Approximately.
Farm to table.
Approximately. This car flew. Get chances in now, townies, because it is 110 feet.
What? No! Yes.
30 yes. yards in the air.
Yes.
No.
So 110 feet?
110
evil,
feet.
This Knievel shit. Evil Knievel, that is over buses and stuff.
That's enough time to start the conversation in the air of who is driving.
Yeah, right. That's enough time to switch seats.
Yes!
Yes. 110 feet. How fast?
And that explains how they went sideways.
They were going 90 yeah. miles an hour when they missed that curve.
A minimum.
At least. Oh my
how does
God.
That even, how does that happen?
I don't
did
know.
Did somebody fall
down
asleep?
And then the, di- the and then ditch. You're going up off the ditch like it's a ramp.
I thought Knievel. I was being ridiculous at 40 feet.
You were. Ridiculously low.
Ridiculously low.
That's Evel Knievel level.
That's what you're I said.
110 I was
feet.
Thinking.
I was a third of the way of what they did.
I was thinking, you know, it's going to be a lot. So I'll go 21 feet.
0.5.
You know? Right. 0.5.
Because that's enough, too.
That's
if you
a
jump
lot.
21 feet, you're like, holy
Did I say
shit.
34 feet? I meant 34 yards.
Oh, you did?
Jay!
So right.
Okay. These two are 1 year apart.
Okay.
There's So we're going to split the difference. Guess the age.
Guess the age.
That's in between the two of them.
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age. Guess the
Okay, great.
So right. maybe depending on what the person, okay. there might be a time of the year where they're the same age.
Right, it but could let's be just this guess age the age that's between.
That's in between them, and we'll get out of here.
I'm gonna go. I how you about go I go f- last? You guys go.
Okay,
first.
Okay.
All right, Jay,
23,
which would put them at 22 and 24.
Mm-hmm. I think they're 28.
28.
28 is in between.
Okay.
I'm going up. I'm going up.
Okay.
We're gonna pump this up to 36.
Okay.
Jeez.
That's the thing
how old are you, by the way?
You never know.
It's a mystery.
What the
I wanna
drinking
know. You
is.
Don't tell people how old you are?
Don't tell them. You don't have
tell
to do anything.
I'll tell you guys afterwards.
Ah,
okay,
love
ready?
It. Secretive.
Kelly M. Fink Tachita.
Jesus.
She's high.
Josh Petty may share a birthday. Either way, the age that's in between them is Wisconsin drinking on a Saturday night.
23, flying, 28, 36.
Flying 110 feet in the air into
Jesus
a house.
Christ. Unbelievable.
Scaring the hell out of a daughter on County W Crazy. Road.
Join the Facebook page if you want to see pictures
how
of
this thing went
is. Out. Get your answers in now, Tony, because the answer is 26 years old.
Oh, Randy,
yeah! Nice. Impressive. You had one of their ages right.
I had one yeah. of them right. Yeah. There you go. How do you like that? Gorgeous.
I suck at this game.
No,
it's okay.
Don't.
No,
we all do.
But I just won both. Let's just for all intent and purposes. That was great. DJ Doug Pound, again, the Poundcast. Check it out. People follow you on Twitter.
It's
which
Doug
is
Pound at every on all the socials.
Doug Pound on that. Doug Pound on Instagram. You're a great follow on both. And check out the podcast with Brent Weinbach, who is hilarious as well. Yeah. Great, great, great idea. And come see us when we do our thing. Join our Facebook page. And oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum dum dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.